Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The rural post office, often the hub of the local community, particularly in more isolated or rural parts of the country. But I'm sure you see more and more of them are closing or at risk of closing because they just don't have enough support, somebody to maybe take over. Moira Brannock is with us today. Moira is the local postmaster in Ring in County Waterford. I believe you are retiring soon, Moira.
Yes, the end of this month, 30th.
Looking forward to it?
In a way, yes. In a way, not. It'd be a big change for me.
Yeah.
But it's time.
What has changed over the years, Moira? Like, is there an attraction to stay as a postmaster?
There is, because it can be the hub of the community. And I know the community are going to miss this post office if it's not going to continue. It won't be easy for people going into Dungarvan or to Abbeyside to collect pensions or anything like that. It just won't be easy for them. I know it'll be a new routine, but...
Is there nobody to take over from you?
Well, I always thought one of my children might do it, but it wouldn't be viable. They wouldn't afford to raise a family with the new contracts and whatever.
But even, I mean, beyond your family, like, is there anybody else externally who might be interested in taking over?
Bar Supermarket was, I believe, but I'm not sure if it's attractive enough for him. I don't know the full story of it, but I don't think it's going to work out.
So is it just that there's just not enough support, really, is there, Moira?
No, not really. There's not support from the government, from on post, from whatever.
And that makes it, of course, you know, less attractive for people to consider it.
Well, it does. And the contracts are not good enough to run an office and put in security. You're working 5.5 days a week for probably less than minimum wages.
Just explain that maybe to people, you know, about the new contracts, Moira, and what you think might need to change.
Well, they should be offering better contracts, in my opinion, but they just don't seem to be able to do it, and they can't do it for one place and not do it for another place.
I suppose for you, like, it's the fact that you're there and you've been really servicing the community for years. The post office has been in the family for years, hasn't it?
It has been.
Yeah.
In up to maybe 150 years.
Wow. So there's a real emotional and sentimental attachment for you to this.
There is. Yeah. It has been there for three generations.
It's a Gaeltacht area.
It is.
I can imagine it's a big part of the community.
Well, it is a big part of the community. It is, of course. Yeah, I have my customers are asking me what they're going to do.
So, I mean, I suppose maybe in terms of trying to, you know, even attract other people to perhaps take on the contract or maybe somebody who's maybe looking to relocate or change career or change industry, it's the actual nationwide contracts that would really need to change, isn't it, to attract people?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's not attractive enough for somebody to do it because with security and with everything, and they have to pay for their own putting in counters and stuff like that. They have to pay for that themselves.
So you think it's not really much more than minimum wage, Moira, when you take all of that into account?
Yes, and then you have rates to pay, you have high insurance.
Is security a big feature now? I'm sure years ago it wasn't as much.
It wasn't as much years ago, but it is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And that has to be. You know, you're minding somebody else's money.
Post offices are run on a commercial basis, but...
They are.
They're a little bit more than that, though, aren't they, in terms of the services that they offer to communities?
Well, yes, they are much, much more. You know, for people coming in, they can chat, they can do anything. I might have some customers that come in and they mightn't see somebody else for the rest of the week. All these things are not taken into account, obviously, but it is a commercial entity. So,
I wonder, is it held in the same regard as it might have been 30 years ago?
Probably not. No, probably not. You know what you could do to change that?
To change that, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to pull down the shutters, though, at the end of May.
Shutters at the end of April.
End of April.
Yes, which was 4 weeks from yesterday. So,
are you counting down the days, or are you upset? You know, I'm sure
everybody's asking me that, but I am in one way, and another way, I'm not. My whole life will change.
Yeah,
maybe for the better. I don't know.
Well, it's a social job, I imagine.
Oh, it is. Oh, gosh, it is. Yeah, even on a Friday morning, you have customers and they chat to each other. This may not happen in a bigger post office because there's queues and everything, but the queues here mightn't be so much. But if there are a few people, they chat and they meet each other, and it's like a social occasion, particularly in the first couple of hours on a Friday morning.
But I imagine that probably puts a lot of responsibility on you, Moira, does it? That, you know, that's probably a hard decision for you to make, because I'm sure you don't want people naturally to be annoyed at you personally. You're entitled to make the decision and retire.
Yes, well, I'm not sure what they'd hold it against me. Well, nobody has said it, but they say they are going to miss it.
Of course,
and
they are.
Most people will say you deserve it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. And you do. As you say, it's in the family for over 140 years or nearly 150.
My husband's grandfather was the first postmaster.
Wow. So. You can sit back and relax now.
I don't know about that when you have grandchildren.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Like after, as Moira says, nearly the guts of 150 years in the family handed down through generations. No doubt it will be very emotional pulling down the shutters at the end of the month. Michael Sheehan is with us on the line as well. Because, Michael, you've been campaigning to keep the new Ross post office open. Is that campaign likely, do you think, to be beneficial?
Well, good afternoon, Andrea. And can I start by saying thank you to Moira for her generational service to the clients of OnPost.
Yeah.
Yes, you're correct. Like, and you know what? Moira has hit the nail on the head in several occasions, because it is more than just a commercial service. It's a social, it's an economic, and it is a community service at the back of it all. And like Moira, you know, we're changing down here too, but we received information from OnPost telling us about a new great opportunity for somebody to take over the postmaster's job, which straight away leads me to suspicion about what does that actually mean. And similar again to the post office ring, we've had a post office in New Ross for 120 years. And the current post office, it's a beautiful heritage building in the middle of the town, which is a key building for the town of New Ross. And essentially what's going to happen, Andre, is that they have put the contract out for the postmaster, and OnPost is going to appoint a new person or a new company, and they have the opportunity or the option of removing the service from the actual building. And that's where I stepped in, and we've had two public rallies. Both public rallies have attracted several hundred people, and our message is clear that we want our post office in the post office in the middle of town. And OnPost, in fairness to them, made contact with Minister Jack Chambers to say that they would keep it in the building, but they would proceed with the change of postmaster.
And why does it matter if it's in the same building or not, if it stays within the town itself?
Well, first of all, it goes against every government policy that there is about preserving and protecting and enhancing the town centres. And New Ross, like many other towns, we're fighting an uphill struggle in terms of vacant buildings, in terms of dereliction, and trying to keep people in footfall in the town centre. And we were one of the towns selected for the town centre plan and the town centre initiative. So it's key for us. But as Mario would have said, it is key to the 5,000 people who use the post office in New Ross every week. They come into town maybe once a week. It covers a hinterland roughly of about 500,000 people. And within 1 hour drive, you know, you'll find all those people there. Mm. The majority of people come into town on a Friday. They'll do their shopping in town. They might go for a coffee, but really important, and this is a key and it matters. And it's not just a rural, it's an urban issue. This would matter to you in Donnybrook or Stillorgan as it would in New Ross, is that it's an opportunity of people who maybe don't meet others for the only time in the week when they say how things are going and they're out and they're in the community. And like Myra said, we have queues from about 7:30 to 9:30 outside of our post office.
Okay. Just on that, Sally Irwin is the chair of the New Ross Active Retirement Group. What impact would it have on the town and residents, Sally?
Well, I think for us, it would have a huge impact on the town. I'm chairperson of New Ross Active Retirement, and a lot of our members would be very worried about the fact that this could be moved to a supermarket, that it might be moved to the edge of town. How would they get there? People that are challenged physically or, you know, don't have cars, there's that worry. There's also the fact that our post office has experienced post office workers who know how to deal with all kinds of things. Our post office advertises banking. Mm. It has a privacy room. It has staff that are, able.
So you think it would be an issue, would it, if it even went into a local supermarket or, you know, into another commercial business?
I think it would be a huge issue because I have a sister-in-law who works in a supermarket that has a post office in it, and she said that when they come to collect their money, whether it's their pension or their their welfare payments, that they're in queues that are taking up space in supermarket that has already got people that are there on those days that are shopping days. So, like, she, you know, It's not user friendly to put it into a building that already has another premises.
Yeah, it's not just, as I said, New Ross. It's also the situation there in Ring in County Waterford, as Moira Bretnock pointed out, as the family closing over about 140 years, nearly closer to 150. Michael, keep us posted on the campaign and how that pans out. That's Councillor Michael Sheehan there from New Ross, and Sally Irwin, who's the chair of the New Ross Active Retirement.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.